Alright, Ollie, sum up the feeling after that tonight.
The last couple of minutes were quite scary, as you can see, you know. Probably more relief than anything else. So it was hard going for everyone in that changing room, and the club in general, with the season without supporters. Just thankfully, we didn't get relegated of all years when we didn't have support here. And as Paul Higgity pointed out to me before tonight, we'd accumulated more points away from home than we had at home, and like that's purely down to the fact that there are no supporters when you go away, and in particular, we don't have our own support that have been brilliant over the years. And just thankfully, we're still in it for their sake. Don't mind our own, Dermot.
Yeah, I know you use the term often, Ollie, about hanging on at the end, and I don't know, Harps weren't really hanging on as such, but then that big chance at the end, that's the big talking point of the night.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, we probably deserve a bit of a rub of the green, Dermot. I think it was it Will Longbottom or Wilfred Sherrill, the left foot, I don't know which one it was. Mm. They put on three centre forwards basically and went through one that about five centre forwards in the last 5 minutes. Totally, utterly entitled to. You know, you look at Brian Murphy in goals with Waterford, you know, he kept them in the game. And that's from start to finish, he concentrated brilliantly. To be fair to Mary Kennedy, he's been brilliant for us all year. He had a moment of madness, but he deserved that rub of the green, as we did, to put it that way to you.
And the goal from Adam Foley, another player who's had to be patient this season, Ollie, and he's come in and produced the goods for you.
Yeah, look, Adam, when he came in actually, not even at the halfway point, he came in through the month of August when we played a Shkettera games. We needed something in that area of the pitch. It took him a while to get fully fit, and he's got a few crucial goals for us, to his credit. Like he's really only getting going, to be honest with you. You know, he hasn't played since he left Newry Town back in the turn of last year, but thankfully he came good and he got a goal against Pats, and he got a crucial goal there again tonight. So look, he's a good lad, and you know, he'll only get better, you know, with games, to put it that way.
Yeah, what do you make it all? I mean, did Harps deserve to survive in the end up, because for so long, you know, the club was written off, and Harps supporters were looking around them, seeing if they could avoid the playoffs. But this brilliant run of results in the last few weeks seems to have lifted everybody.
Yeah, look, as I said, we had the rub of the green in the last while, as we had tonight. Like against Pats here in a game where they got back to 2-2, I don't know where we found the energy and guile to get up the pitch when Ryan Connolly scored a penalty. You know, they found it. It wasn't me or Paul, to put it that way to you. I think a lot of the lads who had been there before know how tough it is, physically and particularly mentally, to week in, week out, trying to survive in this division. A lot of the lads were new to it, and to be fair to them, you know, it'll stand to them, be it, please God, with us or wherever they go. And I said that to them inside. It's hard going. Jeremy, there's no point in pretending that this is, you know, we'll get there in the end. Had that goal gone in at the end, we'd be in bits going to play Longford at the weekend. And a good Longford side is that. That's the fine margins. But we couldn't grasp here in August when we had 5 games in 12 days. We just couldn't. You know, it's a pity we didn't get the runner results earlier to see could we kick on further, you know. But look, we survived, and we'll keep going, Jeremy.
Yeah, and what will you do with yourself next weekend? A weekend off, no playoffs?
Yeah, you know, you're half planning. Myself and Paul went to Belfield to look at Galway against Longford, a very good Longford side. And, you know, it would have been a tough place and a tough ask of the lads had that goal gone in the last 95th minute to pick themselves up and go and try, and that would go to the wire, that would go to extra time and penalties, that, you know, if we were right. And, you know, but just thankfully for once, I think the last playoff I saw was Drogheda against Wexford many, many years ago, that we weren't in it. Mm. We survived the place above it. Other than that, we've been stuck in the middle of them, trying to come up or trying to die going down. And at least that type of way, we can half enjoy a weekend, to put it that way to you.
Okay. Well done tonight.
Thanks, Shermot.